It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Okay, thanks, Mike. And yes, we're coming to you live from RB Clay Field here in Dawson, Minnesota. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks hosting the Canby Knights, and Dwayne Hastad with yours truly, Terry Overlander.
Well, yeah, it's a, some people probably won't think this, but it's a nice night for football.
Well, at least the wind went down.
The wind went down, and 49 degrees. I think the players will like it. It'll be a good. They're not going to get hot. You don't have the sun in your eyes.
And it quit raining.
So the field looks absolutely fantastic, nice and green, and the players are out here. We got the Blackjacks in their black and gold. They're going to be actually going to be kicking off tonight. They got the flip of the coin and they deferred. The Lancers are over here. They're in their white and orange and blue, and should be a great game. It should be about evenly matched up here, Terry.
Well, it usually is a good game between the Blackjacks and the Knights every time, no matter how good one team is.
The Lancers.
The Lancers, yeah. I'm thinking the RTR. Okay,
yeah,
the Lancers, that's
RTR,
right.
RTR Junior High was here last night in the rain.
Yeah, and I think they ended up beating the Blackjacks. I think it was something like 14-8 or something.
What
like
game
that.
Were you watching?
I don't know. I thought I saw it posted on Facebook.
Oh, there was two games last night.
Oh, okay.
There was 7th graders, one pretty good, 26-0, and then you had the 8th graders, and it was close. Came down to about the last play of the game.
Okay.
And then we had the Blackjack flag football team out there playing a couple games last night, so there was a lot of football played on this field last night.
Yeah. Well, we've got to get started with the Subway pregame show. We got a little bit of a late start here. I had connected. I got new equipment. I'm not used to this high-tech stuff now that they have at Q92, Dwayne. So we got disconnected, so we're getting a late start. But, yeah, it's the Subway pregame show brought to you by your local Subways located in Dawson, Clara City, and Appleton. And the Blackjacks coming off a tough loss last week. They lost to the Bold Warriors, ranked number 8 in Class A in the state, 50-0. And the Lancers coming off a big win over Lacaparo Valley. They ended up winning that one. The final score was 15-12.
Yeah, they won that right at the end of the game.
Yeah, after a two-hour lightning delay.
Yeah, and they went 99 yards to score that winning touchdown in the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, so we expect a tough game. The Blackjacks 2-3, Canby 4-1, and we'll take a break and listen to this from our sponsor, the Subway stores located around our Q92 listening area. So we'll be back right after this message.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 sports director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Every American farmer works hard. It's a given. And at Golden Harvest Seed Company, we believe that seed performance should be a given too. We are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service to help you deliver a better performance in each of your fields. Your success is our success, so put us to work for you. Contact your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve and Seth Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, and make every field count.
This is Bryson Boyd, part of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Minneota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Minneota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Minneota Building Material, Minneota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
Hi, this is Drew Yamlin from the Dawson Boyd football team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo and Dwayne Hasted on Q92.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Okay, thanks, Mike, and we're back at RV Clay Field here in Dawson. We're going to kind of have to announce the starting lineups, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Ace and Tony Arata. We'll have to do it as the game goes on here. A little rusty at this, Dwayne. I haven't done this for a while, I'm not used to this new equipment either.
I can get Dawson in here really quick.
Okay.
The offensive for Dawson Boy Blackjack tonight are Gunnar Liebel, Nathan Hansen, Grayson Olson, Grayson Boyk, and Drew Yomlin, Cameron Sasser, Ashton Swenson. It's hard to see up here. It's dark. Gunnar Olson, Parker Boffin, Colin Olson, and Colton Peterson. And the Blackjacks are going to be kicking off right now.
And the Lancers got two guys deep. And let's see who's kicking off for the Blackjacks. Looks like Brayson Boyk. So the ball's teed up. The kick is off. It's a high end over end. Going to be fielded by one of the up men. He's taking it right at about the 15-yard line. Gets through the first wave of Dawson Boyd tacklers and gets up to about the 30-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Lancers. Looking at the Lancers starting lineup, they've got Dylan Hausman, Eli Greenman, Nick Wagner, Evan Engesmo, Brian Hansen, Brady Huzzabo, Alan Maldonado, and Gavin Noyes, Sawyer Verhelst, Jonathan Dice, and Dylan Christensen. Canby Lancers are coached by Nick Cockleman, A.J. Weineke, Jim Huzzabo, Tony Cockleman, Justin Cleveland. The Lancer cheerleaders are Isabel Thompson, Maya Frank, Ryan Karsten, Katie Munter, Sophia Hansen, Alyssa Hoffman, Abigail Vittman, Adeline Foster, Kaylee Demmer, and coached by Shonda Vernwin. And they'll hand off to the first man through, and he gets up to about the line of scrimmage. A good defensive stop by the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. The key to the Lancers' offense, Dwayne, is their quarterback, Matt Wagner.
Yep, but Nathan Hansen brought him down.
Our Nick Wagner matches his dad, I believe. So
it's going to be second and 10. Nothing gained on that one. It was kind of a run to the right, and brought down right away by Nate Hansen.
Nick Wagner, he had an 80-yard touchdown run against the Lac Parle Eagles, and he had 153 yards rushing on 19 attempts and scored twice for the Lancers. And there's a quarterback keeper. Or no, that wasn't. That was,
it was a pitch.
Yep, Eli Greenman.
Yep, and he gained about a yard, so it's going to be third down and 9. Cameron Sasser brought him down at almost the line of scrimmage.
You don't see cheerleaders very often anymore, but the Lancers, they
yeah, you do. They are. There's a good lot of cheerleaders lately, except for Dawson Boyd, but they got a good dance team.
Yeah, they do, and they're going to be performing during the halftime, one of the dance teams. Okay, Lancers, shotgun formation for Wagner. Two men split out wide to the far side, one on the near sideline. Man in motion lines up right next to Wagner, and now another man in motion. Wagner back to pass, looking downfield, looking, still looking. He's going to keep it and take off running. He breaks one tackle, but the Blackjacks are right there. Looks like number 7 getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Blackjacks. Looks like Holland Shocker. And Parker Boffin in on the stop. So the Lancers will punt this one away as it's fourth down and 9 yards to go. Hard to see the numbers out there. Of course, I'm getting older. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be.
Yeah, you got glasses on.
Yeah, I don't. Blackjack's got two guys deep at about their own 40-yard line. The snap is up. It's good. And the kick is a high, short one. And it's going to take Blackjack mounted, hit the 50-yard line, and almost died right there. So the field is soft.
The field is soft. It's going to be marked right at the 50-yard line. So we'll see if the Blackjacks can do something here with their first possession of the game.
So the Blackjacks defense did their job as they made Tamby go three and out. Blackjacks starting at pretty good field position, just inside the 50-yard line in Blackjack territory. Gunner Liebel will be in the shotgun formation. That's a good name for quarterback, Gunner, isn't it?
Yeah, when he's running up, he gained a yard up the gut.
Yep, quarterback keeper. Liebel was 8 of 18 with two interceptions against the Bold Warriors last week for a total of 66 yards.
We'll see if they can get it going tonight, Terry. They need to establish the running game a little bit.
Well, they've got some pretty good outstanding wide receivers for Liebel to throw to with Hansen and Boyk and Yamlin.
Yeah, you got, 6'6", 6'7". He should be able to throw it up in the air.
So if Liebel can get time, he should be able to pick out his targets. So again, shotgun formation. Two on each side of Liebel, and there's a handoff to number three. Got a lot of and he's still out of feet. Down to the 20 before he's tackled, a shoestring tackle by number eight.
Number three, that was Hansen, went around the left side. Had a great pickup there, from the 50 down to the 25, so a 25-yard pickup.
Yep, so they're going to give him a 25-yard run. Nice gain. Boy, a lot of speed showing there by Hansen.
Hansen's quick. Hansen's, not a very big player, but he's a great athlete.
First and 10 for the Blackjacks at the Lancer 25-yard line. Shotgun formation again for Liebel, and he's going to keep it, try the right side, try to get around the corner. Lancer's doing a good job stringing that out, but I think Liebel picked up maybe 3 or 4 yards.
Got down to about the 21 by my sight here. So pick up a 4.
So it'll be second down and about 6 yards still for the Blackjacks. They got the ball spotted right at the Lancer 20-yard line.
So the Blackjacks are moving the ball on the ground. That's good. The ball brought in by number 5, and we're going to have two split wide receivers.
This time, Liebel's lining up under center, high formation. Hands off to number 22, but boy, nothing doing there is number 28, I believe it is.
Yes, yep.
Where the Lancers was right in there.
Loss of 4, so the ball's going to be back to the 24-yard line, so we're going to have 3rd and 8.
That was Bradrick Gradwell, 160-pound senior. Blackjacks, they've only got, 3 seniors on the team this year, Dwayne?
Yeah, and
very young team.
I think half the team is either 9th or 10th graders.
Okay, so 3rd down and about 7 yards to go. Shotgun formation again. 2 split outs on each side. And Liebel looking to pass. He's being rushed. Pressure coming in. He throws the ball away, and he's got a completion to
Blake.
But I don't know if he made the first down, but they'll be in 4-down territory regardless. He got run out of bounds, but Boyk did make the reception. Nice throw by Gunner Liebel.
Gunner Liebel was under a lot of pressure. They had him back to about the 40-yard line, and he dumped it off to Boyk. So we're going to have 4th and 3.
4th and 3. Yeah, good heads-up play by Liebel on that one.
He was scrambling for his life.
He sure
was off to the right side here. And Blake came across and dumped it off, and it was a good gain of 7 yards.
So 4th down and about 3 yards to go for the Blackjacks. Shotgun formation again for Dawson Boyd. They've got 3 wideouts on the far sideline, 1 on the near sideline. And a little play up the middle. Oh, good job holding onto that ball. That was Nathan Hansen, and he took a hard hit.
By 2 guys at the same time.
Yeah.
He got the first down.
Hansen was sandwiched between 2 Lancers, but a great job for, I tell you, to hang on to that ball because he took a hit. And it's a Dawson Boyd first down, and the ball is...
It's right inside the 10-yard line, so it's...
The first and goal.
Yep. So the ball, you know, the Blackjacks are moving the ball. But you got to get the ball in the end zone before you put the score on the board.
Yeah, you do. Well, Blackjacks got two wideouts, one on each side. Liebel in shotgun formation again, one set back off to the left of Liebel, and he's going to take it around the left side there, but the Lancers doing a good job of stringing out the defenders on that one. Liebel goes down, maybe lost a yard on the play.
Yeah, he got decked by three guys all at the same time. Camby's hitting them really hard.
Well, it looks like the Blackjacks, you know, had three blockers out there for Liebel, but evidently they missed some of the blocks.
Looks like they're going to have to put it in the air.
Yeah, second down and goal from the 11-yard line. So they lost about 2 yards on that play.
11 yards and goal. We got 5 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Okay, Liebel, shotgun formation. Two guys on each side. Liebel back to pass, throwing it complete and on his feet and stopped. Is he in? He's going to be close. Nope, not quite in, but he's down near the goal line.
Well, the Blackjack players say that he's in.
Yeah, that was number 10,
Drew Yamlin. Ball right about 1 yard. It's really close, so we got third to goal. 0-0 here in the first quarter. The Blackjacks and the Lancers.
That was a nice pass thrown by Liebel and a good reception by Yamlin.
Liebel's only a sophomore, so he's going to have a few good years here. And he's a good all-purpose athlete. Nice passer, good run, scramble.
Well, he's going to line up under center this time. They've got quarterback keeper. Well, I don't know. Blackjack signaled, but no signal from the officials. Nope, according to the officials, he was not in there.
He's got to be on about the one-inch line, though.
Yep. Yamlin thought he was in.
Well,
he put up both arms.
Well, they should listen to the Blackjacks. He's been in twice now.
Yeah. So fourth and goal and inches to go for the touchdown. So this will be a big defensive stand for the Lancers and a big offensive play for the Blackjacks. They start up this drive just inside the 50-yard line. This time they've got wideouts, two on the far side, one on the near sideline, shotgun formation. And they'll give it to Hansen, and I don't think he got in.
I don't think so either. He got pushed back a little bit.
Yep. So the Blackjacks, unable to capitalize on a good field position, got down to about the one-inch line of the Lancers, but couldn't punch it in, so the Lancers will take over deep in their own territory.
They actually lost the yard on that.
Yeah. So it's 4:08 left to go, no score. Lancers take over on downs. And they marched 99 yards against the Eagles.
Last week.
Yep, so let's see what the Lancers do here.
Here comes Candy.
And let's see.
Well, they got him on.
Yeah, they're still pushing him back.
He gained a couple yards, though, up the right side. He gained one.
Okay, so a good defensive stand by the Blackjacks on that first and 10, so it'll be second down and 9 for the Lancers. Ball at about the Lancer 2-yard line.
Well, Blackjacks are going to try to get them in the end zone.
That's what they want to do.
They're going to.
So Wagner in shotgun formation for the Lancers. They've got two wideouts on the far sideline, one on the near sideline, man in motion. Now Wagner giving some directions, and he's going to keep it himself, trying to go up the middle, but not much doing there as the Blackjacks are there to stop him, so he's going to be hit for a little or no gain. Well, they're going to give him about a yard on that. Well, give him 2 yards, I guess.
So we have third and a long 7. We got the line's holding them there, you know.
Well, if the Blackjacks can hold them, they should get pretty good field position again. Let's see what they do. So the third down and about 7 for the Lancers. And again, shotgun formation for Wagner of the Lancers, and two wide on the near sidelines, one on the far sidelines. Wagner back to pass, looking, and almost intercepted. Was right on the numbers to Nate Hansen, but he couldn't bring that one in.
No, but good defensive stand by the Blackjacks.
So that'll make it fourth and seven.
Fourth and seven, so great stand there, and we're going to have Blake back here for receive the punt.
Yep, Lancers will be kicking from their own end zone, so the Blackjacks should end up with pretty good field position here. Looks like Wagner is the kicker, too, is it? Can't see the numbers now.
I know, but he's right in the back of the goal.
Yep, and he gets it off, and this time it's a nice long line drive, and it's going to be picked up on the run by Blake. Blake still on his feet, finally runs out of bounds at about the 12-yard line of the Lancers, so very good field position for the Blackjacks.
Well, I don't know if he got down to the... Did he? Yeah, he got pretty good. 15-yard line.
Okay, I guess he was... He ran out of bounds before. I thought he went out at about the 12-yard line, but they're going to spot it at about the... like about the 15.
14-yard line?
14-yard line.
Well, you can't get much better field position than that. And usually when they get down close to the goal line, they throw that... the ball high in the air, and Blake goes up and gets it. So I was kind of surprised last time that they didn't try that. Maybe we'll see a little bit more of that.
Well, the Lancer team, they've got some pretty tall defenders.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, they've got two wideouts, one on each side, and they're going to flip it back. Trying to get around the corner is number 22, lowers his head, but nothing doing there as he's going to be hit for maybe a 1 or 2 yard loss. That was Cameron Sather, the ball carrier. Lancer's doing a great job defensively there as they hit him for a 1 yard loss, so that'll make it second down and 11. The ball will be spotted at about the 16 yard line now of the Lancers.
Camby's doing the same thing that Bird did. They're putting two guys on break, and they don't want him to catch the ball, so there should be somebody else open someplace. Yamlin or Hansen.
Okay, the Blackjacks sending two wideouts on the far sideline, one on the near sideline. Shotgun formation, two setbacks, one on each side of Liebel. In motion now. And back to pass, and he throws it, and it's complete. And that looked almost too easy as it was right across the middle to number 10.
Drew Yaman right across the middle. You know, when you put two guys on Blake, it's going to leave somebody open, and Drew was wide open right across the middle, and he walks in for a touchdown.
That was a nicely thrown ball by Liebel. He led him just right.
You know, just perfect. Again, Liebel's a great young quarterback. So we got the Blackjacks attack first and score. Right now we're going to try the extra point.
And a high snap, and the kick is up, and
good.
It's good. So who kicks the point after, Dwayne?
We got 7-0 right now with a minute and 24 to go in the first quarter. And you're going to make me put my glasses on trying to read these numbers, aren't you?
Well, I was trying to see who the kicker is for the Blackjacks that made the extra point.
Tonight is just for kickers trying to raise money for their trip down to Tampa Bay, Florida.
Looks like you need new glasses, Dwayne.
I just got new glasses.
Oh, you just?
No, they're actually the cheaters.
Oh.
So we'll figure that out in a little bit, but we're going to kick off here. Blake's going to kick off. The Blackjacks score first, and
lead 7-0 with a minute 24 left to go here in the first quarter. So the Blackjacks had the ball for quite a bit of length of time there,
and they got good field positions both times. Camby might be a little lucky that it's not 14-0.
Yeah, Brayson Boyce has the ball teed up at the Blackjack 40-yard line. And here's the kick, and it's kind of a low line drive kick right to number 15. I think that might be Wagner, and he's dangerous when he gets the ball. That's 11. Let's see. That would be, Nick Wagner.
So he got it out to the 32-yard line, but he got pulverized, too, right in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Parker Boffin hit him really hard.
And Wagner's pretty good-sized quarterback, too, 195 pounds.
Yeah, so you had some both powers hitting there right at the 30. They marked it at the 32-yard line.
Well, it'll be first and 10 for the Lancers. They trail 7-0. And Wagner will line up in shotgun formation. Two wideouts on the far sideline, one on the near sideline. Wagner hands off to the first man through, picks up maybe 2-3 yards.
Right up the gut, picked up about 3 yards. Second and seven.
So that was Dylan Hausman, the ball carrier there.
1 minute to go in the first quarter here, and Bambi's got the ball.
At their own 35-yard line.
It's kind of different. They got the linemen up at the line of scrimmage, and the backs are all calling the plays in the huddle.
Yeah. Shotgun formation again for the Lancers. Two wideouts on the near sideline and one on the far sideline, and they snap it directly to the running back. And he's pushing. He's got the first down. Boy, good movement by the offensive line of the Camby Lancers and kept them going.
A trick play there.
That was Dylan Hausman. They snapped the ball directly to him, and he took it right up the middle and had pretty good momentum as the offensive line of the Lancers kept pushing the Blackjack defenders back, and the Lancers pick up a first down, so it'll be first and 10 for Canby at their own 44-yard line.
And they're doing it again. The line's up at the line of scrimmage, and the backs are calling the play.
This time they've got two wideouts on each side. Wagner in shotgun formation, one lone setback lined up right behind Wagner, and now he moves to the side, takes a handoff, and
intercepted by 15. Boy, he's off. Ooh.
And you have to give credit to one of the Blackjack defenders tipped the ball and tipped it right into Aiden Dahl.
And picked it off and gained back to about the 20-yard line.
So one of the defensive linemen of the Blackjacks tipped that ball by Wagner, and it went right into the hands of the Blackjack defender.
Aiden Dahl. And
Aiden
they're going to mark the ball.
Well, that's the end of the first quarter.
End of the first quarter, so.
Well, we'll take a quick break here, Mike, and be back right after this message. Blackjack's leading 7-5.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
This is Gunnar Olson of the Dawson Boyd football team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Well, Dwayne found out who kicked the extra point for the Blackjacks.
Number 24, Elvis Belfi, and I heard he hit a 35-yard field goal in practice. So
the Blackjacks, pretty good field position. Shotgun formation for Liebel. And he's back to pass, but decides to pull it back as the receiver was well covered, and Liebel wisely throws it out of bounds as he was under heavy pressure again.
They tried a little trick play there. They put break in motion, and then he kind of reversed his play and went back to the right side, but Canby had nothing to do with that, and Lieber had no place to dump it off. He just dumped it off to the right side. Smart play.
Yep, rather than take the sack, throw it out of bounds. So it'll be second down and 10 for the Blackjacks. They're lined up at the Lancer 21-yard line.
So starting the second quarter with that interception at the end of the first quarter there. So
that was the first turnover of the game. Blackjacks again with shotgun formation for Liebel. One setback on each side, two wideouts on the far sideline, one on the near side, and we're going to have illegal motion or offside called against the Blackjacks.
Both bursting for jumping, so.
But they'll call that against Colton Peterson as he moved first. So they'll move the ball back 5 yards, so that'll make it.
This gets to be a longer touchdown. Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah. As an optimist would say.
Yes.
So second down and 15 yards to go now. The ball at the Blackjack 26, or at the Lancer 26-yard line.
Drew Yomlin brings in the play. 11:50 to go in the first half. The Blackjacks are ahead 7-0.
Again, shotgun formation for the Blackjacks. The two guys slid out wide on the near sidelines. In motion is number 5 for the Blackjacks. Liebel back to pass, rolling to his right, looking, and let's see, was it caught?
Yep.
Okay, that was number 5, I believe.
No. Oh, yeah. Yes, it was.
Grayson Boyk caught that one on the run, so.
Back to the 19-yard line, so we're going to have.
Picked up about 9 yards on that one.
So we got 3rd and 7. 3rd and 6.
So 10:56 left to go. Blackjacks leading 7-0. That's left to go in the first half. It's 3rd down and about 7 yards to go for the Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks will be in 4-down territory if they don't make it this next play.
We're moving the players around here.
A lot of motion. Now everybody's lined up over to the right side. They're throwing it long.
Oh, Boyk.
Boy, what a catch by Boyk. My goodness. He was surrounded by two defenders. It was showing, throwing a little bit behind Boyk, but he turned around and able to pull that one in with two defenders all over him.
And first down.
So it'll be a first down for the Blackjacks. But
I can tell you what the Blackjacks practiced this week, how to get Boyk open with two guys on him.
Yeah.
Because they've been putting him in motion. They've been reversing him. And definitely want to get the ball to Boyk.
So it'll be first and goal. Ball is spotted at, about the 3-yard line?
No, 7-yard line.
Oh, 7-yard, okay. Yeah, this time Liebel will line up under center, high formation. Hand off to Sather, and nothing doing as the Lancers are right there to stack him up. Look like number 55, Rex Hernandez of the Lancers, in on the play. Got maybe a yard?
2 yards.
2 yards?
They got the ball marked on the 5-yard line.
So it'll be second down and goal from the Lancer 5-yard line for the Blackjacks.
If I was guessing, and I am, I'd throw the ball up in the air, either to Drew or to Boyk.
A couple of tall wide receivers.
Yeah.
There. Boyk, what, about 6'9", and Yomlin about 6'7"? Or?
Well, they list them at 6'6", and 6'7", but I think they're a little taller than that.
Okay, shotgun formation again for the Blackjacks. This time, Liebel
up the gut.
Boy, what a hole that opened up there for Gunner.
Yeah, the line did their job that time.
But he's going to be just a little bit short, I think.
Liebel did a draw up the middle on the right-hand side of the line, and there was a hole there.
Yes, there.
Clearly could even ran through that one.
Well, no, I'm not as fast as Gunner.
Nice hole. Line did get the ball on the 2-yard line.
So it'll be 3rd and goal.
3rd and goal, 2 yards to go.
Blackjacks leading 7-0, 8:39 left to go here in the first half. Blackjacks' time of possession is greatly favoring the Blackjacks. This time, Liebel lines up under center, and it's quarterback keeper, and it looks like he's in. I don't see
it. Yep, there it is.
Oh, okay, so Liebel takes it in from 2 yards out on a quarterback keeper.
Got to give credit to that right side. There was a hole there again. The last two plays, Liebel went around the right, not around, he went through the right side. And 13 zip.
And they're going to try the point after again.
That's nice.
it was a high snap, and the kick was up and good.
And I know who it was this time.
Yeah.
Belfi.
He doesn't look like he's very big.
He's not very tall, but he's got he's left-footed kicker, too.
So
that doesn't matter, but the ball goes through the uprights.
Yep. So 8:25 left to go in the first half. Blackjack's leading 14-0. We'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Cambie and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248.
This is Parker Bothan with the Blackjack football team, and you're listening to the greatest radio station in the nation, Q92.
Okay, this time the Blackjacks have Parker Bothan kicking off. And it's the high end over end. It's going to be fielded on the bounce by number 11. I think that's Wagner. He's got some speed. He's getting around the corner, but he's pulled out of bounds. But not until he gets up to about the 41-yard line.
Hey.
I think we might have a face mask because number 11, Colton Bothan, might have inadvertently grabbed Wagner's face mask.
We're also going to call a late hit. Late hit after the out of bounds.
Yep, so it'll be a late hit. And that'll be a big penalty marked off against the Blackjacks.
So he went out of bounds at the 42-yard line of the Lancers, so they're going to, put 15 yards on that?
Yep, so the Lancers will start a pretty good field position as they'll move the ball all the way down to the Blackjack 43-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for Cambie, trailing 14-0.
Here comes Cambie. I don't think Cambie knew what hit him in that first quarter.
I don't think so either. Shotgun formation again for the Lancers. The big quarterback for Cambie.
And he's got it.
Hand off himself, and he's going to try and run it. As he's more like a running back as he breaks tackles and picks up the first down.
He did not want to go down.
Well, he's 195 pounds, pretty good-sized boy, and that was all second effort by Wagner.
Determination there.
Yep, so a nice run by Nick Wagner of the Lancers, and it'll be first and 10. There they've got the offensive line up there again, Dwayne, with the rest of the Cambie offense in the huddle.
Ball's on the 31-yard line, 32-yard line?
32-yard line of the Blackjacks. Shotgun formation again for the Lancers. This time the lone setback lines up.
And
Wagner can't find the handle on the ball, and the ball was overthrown. Fortunately for the Lancers, it was not intercepted because big number 10 of the Blackjacks, Drew Yomlin, was right there covering the receiver, and Yomlin
The ball was kind of, it was fumbled in the backfield, and then he stood up and he lofted it down the field, and he was lucky he didn't get picked off.
Yeah, the snap was a little bit low. Again, the Lancers shotgun formation. This is kind of a different formation, Dwayne.
They're going to run it again.
He lost his footing there for a moment, but Wagner still on his feet. Boy, good second effort again, as it looked like he was going to be hit at about the line of scrimmage, but manages to stumble forward and pick up a good 3 yards on that. That's going to make a third down and 7. Ball is inside the Blackjack 30-yard line at about the 29-yard line of the Blackjack now. Lancers will send out 2 receivers on the right side, 1 on the far sideline. Shotgun formation again for Wagner and the Lancers. And he fakes the, well, he does hand off to the first man through.
And
he's going to be stacked up short of the first down, but does make some positive yardage out of that.
Gets down to almost to the 25-yard. Marks it right at the 25-yard line, so we've got fourth and a long, long two or short three.
And the Lancers will go for it as they're deep in Blackjack territory. They trail 14-0 with 6:35 left to go here in the first half.
Well, I figured this out, that the line looks at the coaches and gets the play from the coaches.
Okay, Wagner in under center, and I would bet it's going to be a quarterback keeper. The big quarterback will probably try and pick up the first down on his own. They're trying to draw the Blackjacks offside. Hard count.
Timeout.
Yeah. So I guess they were trying a hard count to see if they could get the Blackjacks to jump to pick it up on a penalty, but timeout on the field. Blackjacks leading 14-0, 6:08 left to go in the first half. We'll be back right after this from our sponsors.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Okay, well, the Lancers went for it on fourth and two, and Wagner, the big quarterback, kept it himself, and he's quite a runner when he gets that ball, Dwayne.
He kind of jumps back and forth, but it went right up the gut and had a nice gain there, so.
Yeah, did a nice spin move there to evade one tackler, so it's going to be first and 10 for the Lancers as they're down to the Blackjack about the 12-yard line, it looks like. Shotgun formation again for the Lancers. And the snap again is a little bit low.
Whoa, and he fired that sucker.
Yeah, he sure did. Right over the head of his intended receiver.
A low snap again. He stood up and fired it off to the right side, and it was like a bullet.
Yeah.
And a little high.
But again, it was a low snap. He had to pick the ball up off the ground, probably threw the rhythm of the play off a little bit. So the clock stopped at 5:41. It'll be second down and 10 now for the Lancers at the Blackjack 12-yard line. And we've got some entertainment coming up at the halftime, Dwayne, just for kicks.
Just for kicks are serving the sandwiches up there, okay?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I heard you said, have those girls bring us some sandwiches and you'll buy.
Yeah.
Okay, shotgun formation again for the Lancers. Man in motion. Wagner takes the snap. Well, a little misdirection play. Number four, Hausman, the ball carrier.
He picks up about one.
So it'll be third down and 9 yards to go now.
Elite Hip Hop is at halftime.
Elite Hip Hop.
Yeah, but I think coached by Whitney Massey.
Okay.
So little dance at halftime. Here we go. Third down, big play.
Well, they'll go for it on fourth if they don't make it here. Again, shotgun formation. They've got wideouts, two on the far sidelines, one on the near sidelines, and incomplete pass. The receiver couldn't see where the ball was.
It was dark.
Yeah. So, incomplete pass. It'll bring up fourth and 9 now. For
it looked just like that. It looked like he put up his hands like, where is it?
Yeah.
He was open for a while across the middle, so it's going to be fourth down and 9 for the Lancers here. Big play. The other one was just a little play last time, so this is a big play. Okay?
This is a big play.
This is the big one.
Okay, so fourth and 9 for the Lancers. Deep in Blackjack territory, shotgun formation, and they've got two wideouts on each side. In motion is number four, Hausman. Wagner back to pass. He's being rushed, and he breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle. Now he's going to take off running. He's got some legs.
Oh, Hansen.
That's what you got to do is tackle him low.
Hansen hit him right in the thighs, and he went down. And Great defensive play by the Blackjacks. Blackjacks hold, fourth down.
Nathan Hansen, 165 pounds, and Wagner, 195 pounds.
Yeah, hit them nice, hit them low, like you said, and Blackjacks take over on downs.
So a good defensive stand for the Blackjacks. The Lancers were driving, so Blackjacks defenders come up big. And hats off to Nathan Hansen.
Nathan Hansen did well.
So the Blackjacks will be starting deep in their own territory, but they did prevent a Lancer score. Well, we're going to have our first freeze tonight, Dwayne?
No.
No.
I hope not.
Well, if it stays cloudy, I don't think so. Supposed to get down to about 33. Shotgun formation for Liebel and the Blackjacks.
Timeout.
They got a timeout on the field.
4 minutes and 48 seconds to go. Blackjacks are ahead 14-0 over the Lancers.
We'll be back right after this.
This is Bryson Boyk, part of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team, and you're listening to Q92.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Okay, both teams back and on the field, so we're set to get underway with 4:48 left to go after the timeout. Shotgun formation for the Blackjacks. Two wideouts, one on each side, one lone setback. And Liebel takes the snap, pulled that in, and intercepted by the Lancers. Overthrew his receiver, and right into the arms of one of the Lancer defenders, and they'll start first and 10 at the Blackjack 25-yard line. So turnovers are all even now.
Well, giving Camby a little life here. They get the ball on their 25-yard line. See, we're going to see if the Blackjacks can defend like they did last time.
And still a lot of time on the clock before the half, so they've got plenty of time to try and punch her in. Shotgun again for Wagner. And again, he drops the ball, and boy, right in there, he just gets smothered.
Number seven, Shocker, is in on the tackle. He grabs him around the ankles.
Yep, and number 11 coming in to help, Colton Botten.
So loss of about 8 yards.
Yeah.
So we're going to have second and 18, 19 yards.
And the clock continues to run, 4:19 left to go. So the clock could be a factor here. Blackjack's defense playing good tonight.
They've been doing very well, getting some pressure on the quarterback.
Again, shotgun formation, two wideouts on the far sideline, one on the near sideline. Wagner, this time the snap is good, and throws it, but hit immediately. Number
two,
yeah.
By Blake.
23, Evan Engismo, the receiver.
Gain of about five. The ball's on the 26-yard line.
Third down and a good 11 yards to go.
3.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Ball is at the Blackjack, what about the 27-yard line, looks like. Shotgun formation again for Candy. Wagner back to pass, looking, going long. And it's almost intercepted by the Blackjacks. Number four had his hands on it. That was Grayson Olson, but couldn't hang on to it. So an incomplete pass, and it'll bring up fourth and long for the Lancers.
Trying to put themselves in a tough spot here. They've had good, you know, running, but not a lot of success passing, and they got a lot of yards to pick up here, 4th and 11.
3:13 left to go in the first half. Blackjacks leading 14-0. So a big play for the Lancers here. Shotgun formation, this time three wideouts on the far sidelines. Wagner back to pass, looking. Now he's going to take off running, and he evades one tackler, still on his feet, and he still throws the ball, and it's caught.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Lances. Boy, a good job by Wagner.
He got away from a couple of blackjacks there and was scrambling off to the left side and threw it right down the sideline. Touchdown for the Lancers. That's a big change.
Yep, and he knew where the line of scrimmage was. For a minute, I thought he was going to go over the line of scrimmage, but he stopped just short of the line of scrimmage and lost the downfield and touchdown, Canby. And they'll try the point after. The snap is down. It's good. The kick is up, and it looks
good.
Number four, that was Dylan Hausman, the kicker. So that opens the gap a little bit. 3:03 left to go, and the score is now Dawson Boyd 14, Canby 7.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
Well, the Lancers are teeing up the ball to kick off for the first time to the Black Jets. That was a 27-yard touchdown completion. Didn't see who was on the receptive end of that one, but a nice throw by Nick Wagner. We've got number five, Brayson Boyk, back there, along with number three, Nathan Hansen, deep for the Black Jets. And it's a high end-over-end kick, and it looks like it's going to be fielded by Hansen at about the 23-yard, or Boyk.
Boyk.
And he's going back the other way.
He can run.
He's still going. Across the 50, down to the 40, still on his feet. Down to the 20-yard line, he's finally knocked out of bounds.
Nice return by Boyk. Picked it up right on the left half here. And ran all the way across the field, down the field, and got down to the what?
Looked like he was run out of bounds right around the 20-yard line.
Nicely turned by Boyk.
Yep, they're going to spot it right at the 20-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 for the Black Jets. Yeah, got some long legs there.
And when he gets going, he can run.
Yeah, he took it deep on the near sidelines here. He took it all the way across the field and got around the first wave of defenders, and he was off to the races.
50-yard return there. So that puts the Black Jacks in good field position with 3 minutes to go in the first half. They're going to try to strike quick, I think.
And Lebel will line up under center this time with an I formation. Two wideouts, one on each side. And the Lancers jump offside, and I think the Black Jacks will pick up an easy 5 yards. That should get them down to the 15-yard line, where it'll be first and 5.
Well, penalty doesn't hurt.
That's
tough.
Yeah.
Doesn't do any good for the Canby Lancers.
I'm sure the Black Jacks would like to get that 7 points back now and go in at the half, leading by 2 touchdowns. But
we might have. Well, we'll see how it goes here, but there's a lot of time left in the first half.
Yes, there is. Liebel again lines up under center. High formation for the Blackjacks. 2 wideouts, and they'll flip it out to Sather. Sather trying to find. Oh, we got a flag on the play. So flag on the play. Sather had picked up some positive yardage, but holding called on the Blackjacks. So that'll back them up.
Well, they lost the yards that they had gained.
Yeah. Clock stopped at 2:54, and let's see where they spot the ball.
Luckily, the Blackjacks have spot ball, so it won't be that big of a loss. We'll still be
Yeah, what they do now is a spot foul, so that positive yard, and then the penalty will come back from that positive yard, so it won't be quite as big.
Okay. A little different than the NFL and college, isn't it?
So, but it's a big penalty, 10 yards.
Yeah, so Blackjacks will have it at the 25-yard line of the Lancers now.
So first and 15.
Yep. So let's see what the Blackjacks will do here. With.
Well, the Blackjacks have the personnel to strike quickly here.
Yes, they do. Grayson Olsen lined up on the near sideline. Liebel in under center, I formation. Okay, a timeout on the field called by the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. So with 2:54 left to go here in the half, Blackjacks leading 14-7. We'll take a quick break and be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Okay. We're set to go here. I formation for the Blackjacks, first and 15 at the Lancer 25-yard line. And back to pass is Lebo, and he throws it complete right across the middle down to the 15-yard line to number 10 of the Blackjacks, Drew Yomlin.
Right across the middle again, and he was open.
So that'll make it second down and probably about 5 yards to go, so a 10-yard pickup on that play.
Clock's running at 2:30 in the first half, so here.
Blackjacks will probably just take their time. Blackjacks leading 14-7. Some of the other games being played tonight. Lakeview is at Mineota, Tracy Milroy Ballatin at Murray County Central, Bold at YME, and McCray at Lac Parle Valley. Shotgun formation again for the Blackjacks. In motion, number 3. Lebo back to pass and throws a quick one.
It went right through the hands of number
11. That was Colton Botten, and right into the Canby defender's arms.
That's a second pick.
Yeah, second interception thrown by Lebo, but it went right through the hands of the receiver. He should have had that one.
Ball, the Canby Lancers take over on the 10-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 for Canby, so they dodged the bullet there. And shotgun formation in for Wagner and the Lancers. And again, a low snap.
They run it right up the gut, picked up a couple.
Not much there, though. Maybe got a yard out of that. That's going to make it, they are going to give them two. Well, give them three.
Don't give him four.
Yep, so it'll be second down and 7 now.
The clock is running.
There again, the offensive line of the Lancers are up to the line of scrimmage, and the rest of the offense huddles up. So again, shotgun formation, two wideouts on the near sideline, one on the far sideline. Wagner looking to throw, looking, going long, going deep. And, good defense by number 4 of the Blackjacks. That was Grayson Olsen, and he had a chance at the interception.
Yeah, he was right there. Great coverage, and he had Drew Yomlin behind him. So good coverage there by the Blackjack defense.
So it'll be third down and 7 with a minute 5 left on the clock. Clock stop because of the incomplete pass. Canby doesn't get a first down here. Blackjack's a coaching ball back, so Canby tried something big there, but Yeah, that wind really went down. It was howling for a while this afternoon, Dwayne.
It sure was, and then with that rain, it was cold.
Yeah, it was. At least it wasn't snow.
Don't talk about that.
Okay.
There.
Shotgun formation again for the Lancers. Man in motion. Wagner is going to keep it himself, and he's going to try and run up
no,
the top, but nothing there.
Nothing.
Blackjack stacked that up pretty good. Looked like number 22 getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Blackjacks. That'd be Cameron Sasser.
And Blackjacks take a timeout. They're going to try to get this ball back.
Yep, 57 seconds left to go in the first half, and it'll be fourth and about 7 yards to go for the Lancers.
Lancers are going to have to punt that ball.
They're at about their own 16-yard line.
See if Boyd can get a run back again.
Yeah, well, we'll just keep it right here, Mike, and I'm sure that it'll probably be a short timeout.
But at halftime, the Village Dance dancers are going to be dancing out here, so there's some good entertainment. There's a lot of people. The cars are all the way around, Terry.
Yep.
So a lot of people listening there. Again, great night for football. And right now it's 57 seconds to go in the first half. The Blackjacks are ahead 14-7. They call the timeout, trying to get this ball back and see if they can get back on the board and add a few points to this. We got number 5 of Grayson Blake back here to receive the punt.
Okay. They're taking their time with the snap. The snap is away, and the kick is up.
Oh,
and it's
short.
It's going to be a short kick. It's going to go out of bounds at the 41-yard line of the Lancers, so the Blackjacks will have excellent field position. Well, they're going to say 42-yard line.
Well, he didn't see that very well.
No, it went right out the 41-yard
line. Yeah, it was right in front of us.
Yeah,
yeah, so.
Bounced right on the...
Run down there and tell him.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And then he maxed it back another half yard.
Regardless, it's pretty good field position for the Blackjacks. They'll have it first and 10 at the Lancer 42-yard line with 52 seconds left to go here in the first half. Blackjacks leading 14-7. So let's see if Blackjacks can move the ball here. So you think that the Blackjack kicker could kick a field goal then, Dwayne?
Well, he said he hit it from the 45-yard field goal, so you never know what's going to happen here.
Okay, well, shotgun formation for Liebel and the Blackjack. In motion is number 11, Colton Burtman. Oh, well, another penalty against the Blackjack. So far, it's been penalty-free. I think there's only been 2 penalties in the game, and both, unfortunately, have gone against the Blackjack.
And Blake's not in here.
Hmm. Yeah,
Blake's on the sideline over there. I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah.
Drew Yaman bringing the play in.
Okay.
51
so,
seconds.
First and 15, ball at the Lancer 47-yard line. Blackjacks taking their time, going up to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation again for Dawson Boyd. Liebel takes the snap, and it's a little alley-oop, but boy, the Lancers are right there to defend. It was kind of trying to set up a screen play there, but number 58, he said nothing doing, and he was right there and wrapped up Sather right away. That was Jonathan Dice. So actually... lost about a yard on that. Blackjacks line up quickly. Shotgun formation again. And rolling to his right is Liebel and throws it and goes incomplete. So
it's probably okay. Stops the clock.
With 20 seconds left to go. That'll bring up third down now for the Blackjacks.
Third and long,
so, see what the Blackjacks do here now. It's third down and about 16 yards to go with only 20 seconds left to go in the first half.
Third and long, third and 15.
They've got three wideouts lined up on the far sidelines. Leibel in shotgun formation. And he's going to keep
run
himself
it.
And run.
He's got room.
He's still
going. He's still going. And he got a first down, I think.
I think he did, too.
10 seconds.
Yep, and they call a timeout quickly. And
no, they don't have
gotta,
a timeout.
They got to move the chain, so they got to stop the clock while they do that. The Blackjacks quickly line up, ready to go.
He's going to down it.
Yep, he downs it, so that'll stop the clock with 8 seconds left to go. So it'll be second and 10 for the Blackjacks. And the ball will be at the Lancer 37-yard line? 31-yard line, yeah.
It'll be a pass to the end zone.
Yep, 8 seconds left to go.
Nice run there by Leibel. Draw up the middle and got 15, 16 yards.
Did some nice zigzagging to pick up those yards.
Yeah, nice run.
Shotgun formation again. Lancers are going to put on a big rush.
Yeah, they're coming.
Yeah. Leibel, he's rolling to his right.
Oh, he's got a flag.
So I suppose it'll probably be holding.
Probably holding.
But they'll get another play.
They'll get another try.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lancers are really coming in strong.
Well, that's the third penalty and fourth on the Blackjacks here.
So, yeah, the fourth penalty on the Blackjacks. Lancers, no penalties against the Lancers.
They're going to back it up. Oh, 10 yards.
Yeah, so.
Five. Ball's on the 39-yard line. With 5 seconds to go in the first half.
And again, the Lancers bringing everybody but the kitchen sink. And Leibel back to pass, throwing it long, and it's going to be intercepted. And he's still on his feet, still going.
He's still going. Oh.
Still going down to the 40. He's still all the way up to the
flag.
Yeah.
There's a flag.
So there'll be one more play yet.
All depends on who's on. Oh, there's way over here, not even close to it. There's a flag.
Yep, there's a flag. So he's waving the flag.
Waving it off?
No.
Well, that's the third Blackjack turnover that matters.
Yeah.
Well,
so are they going to run another play yet?
No. No, it was against Canby.
Okay, so that'll be the end of the first half with our score. Dawson Boyd 14, Canby 7. So the Blackjacks with three turnovers and four penalties in the first half, but fortunately they lead 14-7 and could have been 21-7, but we'll take the lead going in at halftime, Dwayne.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll have the Monica halftime show, Monica Accessories and Apparel halftime show. So, Mike, we'll turn it back to you for the next couple of minutes and be back with our halftime show.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, this is Drew Yamlin from the Dawson Boy football team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo and Dwayne Hasted on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
This is Gunnar Olson of the Dawson Boyd football team, and you're listening to Q92.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner. With the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus, they offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
This is Parker Bothan with the Blackjack football team, and you're listening to the greatest radio station in the nation, Q92.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Okay, it's halftime here at RB Clay Field in Dawson. Dawson Boyd leading the Camby Lancers 14-7. And kind of a fun first half to watch. I think time of possession heavily favors the Blackjacks. They had the ball an awful lot,
especially in the early part of the game.
Yeah, they did, but some costly turnovers. You know, the three interceptions against Liebel and the Blackjacks, but Gunner's done a great job out there. Some of those were long passes that were, and one of those really wasn't Liebel's fault because it went right through the hands of the receiver. But let's take a look. Dawson Boyd with 4 first downs. The Lancers, 2 first downs. Or let's see, 5 first downs for the Blackjacks. Forgot to mark that last one down. And the way the scoring went, Blackjacks scored first on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Liebel to, can't even read my own writing here. to Yamlin. And the kick was good. The extra point kick was good. That made it 7-0. And then with 8:25 left to go in the first half, Gunnar Liebel took off on a quarterback keeper and ran it in from 2 yards out. That made the score 13-0. And the point after kick by Elvis Belfile was good, and that made it 14-0. The Lancers got on board. Well, they had an interception against the Blackjacks, and looked like the Blackjacks had him stopped, but Wagner made an outstanding throw. He looked like he was taking off running, stopped just short of the line of scrimmage, and threw a pass into the end zone, 27-yard touchdown completion, and that was to Brady Huzzable. That made the score 14-6. And then the kick was good by the Lancers. That was with 3:03 left to go in the first half, and that made the score 14-7. Blackjacks, they had a couple of other scoring opportunities, but were unable to punch it in. And so our score remains 14-7 at halftime. So we still got a whole halftime yet to go. So taking a look at some scores from around the area. You got those?
Yeah, right? I do. Mineota's ahead of Lakeview 49-0. We got a lot of 0 points here.
Okay.
TMB 35, MCC 0. Bold 25, YME 0. And Lacaparo and McCray 0-0. So a lot of zeros up on the board tonight. A little concerned here at halftime. Boyk got hurt on that return that he had, that 50-yard return. He was kind of duking some people on the sideline, and it looked like he cramped up, so they were working on him on the sideline at the end of the first half. So hopefully he'll be able to come back here in the second half. And kind of turned the tides here at the end. Camby kind of picked up some of the energy here that the Blackjacks had in the first part of the game. So we'll see who all wants this game real bad, because it's a close game right now.
Yeah, it is. The Lancers will be kicking off to the Blackjacks to start our second half. Taking a look at, the future for the Blackjacks, they have to travel to Maynard to take on McCray. That'll be next Thursday, a Thursday night game. And then they'll be hosting the Mineota Vikings on Wednesday, October 18th. That'll be a tough game.
Mineota's tough this year, just like usual.
Yep, and then the Camby Lancers, they'll be hosting YME next Thursday, and they'll be closing out at Bold on Wednesday.
Bold is tough. It'd be a good game, Camby and YME. They're about the same caliber.
And then the playoffs will be starting shortly after
that.
Can't
believe that.
it goes by so fast, doesn't it?
The season of football doesn't last very long.
No, it doesn't.
And high school football is about as good as you can get.
Yep. Well, let's give a listen to this message from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. She sponsors our halftime show. So we'll turn it back to you, Mike.
The season is changing, and it's time to fall into fashion, and the place to do that is Monica's over there in Dawson. We have Monica with us today. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well.
What's going on at the store?
Well, I tell you what, I'm filling up the store with fall fashions because of the weather changing and the leaves falling. I have a lot of fashions for you to wear to keep yourself warm, and I have great shoes. So stop in and get fitted for shoes and great jeans. And I have a lot of coats and boots and a lot of winter apparel that has arrived. Stop into Monica's and get fitted for a great pair of shoes or a pair of jeans. Enjoy and embrace fall.
And your hours, Monica?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Head on over there, Monica's Apparel and Accessories over there in Dawson.
Okay, well, it's halftime here at RB Clay Field, about 3.5 minutes before the start of our second half. Blackjacks leading 14-7. Got a few things to talk about here for Dawson Chamber.
You bet. We got to get that in.
Yeah, we've got our Gnometown Extravaganza. That's scheduled for Saturday, November 4th, and tickets are on sale right now. They're available at Greater Community Credit Union and MinWest Bank, priced at $25 each. And Holden One is our theme this year for the extravaganza. There'll be lots of prizes, some great food.
And a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We're, you know, the Hilltop, it's going to be held at the Hilltop Bar and Grill, and they've got those new golf simulators.
I was in there tonight.
Yeah.
And they look like a lot of fun.
Well, did you try it?
I didn't try it.
I think we're going to have some contests there.
Yep.
Like who can drive it the farthest and who can drive it the shortest and who can, I don't know.
Yep.
We're going to have, it'll be fun.
We'll have a punting contest and longest drive, and they'll have a chance to win some chamber bonus bucks, and there'll be a lot of other prizes that night, too, and some good food. And also the 28th Annual Gnome Town Raffle is ongoing right now, and that drawing will be held that night. And you got a chance to buy tickets. They're priced at $20 each and a chance to win cash. Top prize, $1,000. It'd be a $500 winner, a $250 winner, a $100 winner, and $350 winners. Tickets available at many Dawson area businesses. I've got some. Q92 Studios over in Madison has got some tickets for you Madison people if you want to.
Heather Flo has some, too.
Yeah.
So stop in. We got a whole big raffle there. Can you win more than one?
Yeah, you buy. Yeah, you
can buy a lot of tickets.
Yeah,
so come on.
Yeah, you can win more than once if you want.
How much does a ticket cost?
$20 a chance, and you don't have to be present to win. That drawing will be at the Hilltop Bar and Grill Saturday, November 4th, the night of the extravaganza.
And there's only 300 tickets sold?
Well, I hope we sell 300 tickets.
Well,
your odds are better than the Powerball.
A lot better than the Powerball. That was a lot more money there.
Yeah.
These are good odds. So buy your Gnome Town raffle tickets and put the November 4th on your calendar.
Yep, and then we got the big vendors fair coming up, too, that day. That's Saturday, November 4th. That'll be at the Dawson Boyd School, and we're hoping to have around 70 vendors that day.
Got to be in Dawson on the 4th.
Yep. Well, we'll take another quick break and be back for the start of our second half right after these messages from our good sponsors.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3344. $39.99. That's Northern Plains Tie Link, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Okay, well, Dwayne kept saying, watch for an onside kick, watch for an onside kick, watch for an onside kick. What does Camby do? An onside kick.
They heard me.
Yeah.
So we recovered, Dawson Boyd recovered it, and Boyk is back out here, so we're ready to go.
Okay, so good heads-up play by the Blackjacks to recover that onside kick, and they'll start pretty good field position. There's a pitch out to number 22, Sather. He's trying to get around the corner.
And he does.
And he does. And he jumps out of bounds right at about the 50-yard line. Let's see where they spot the ball.
You had a 6-yard pickup up there by Sather. That's a nice run.
Okay, he dove.
He did.
Yeah, he picked up an extra 2 yards. Looked like he went out of bounds at about the 50, but they give him down to the Lancer 48-yard line.
So good start for the Blackjacks here. I think they probably got a little talking to because they didn't finish out that first half very well. So see what they can do here.
So second down and 4 yards to go for the Blackjacks at the Lancer 48-yard line. Shotgun formation.
Pass.
Back to pass. Rolling to his right and passes it over to number 10.
Drew Yamlin.
Drew Yamlin, and he's going to be probably just shy of the first down marker.
He's a half yard short, up to the 45-yard, right over the 45-yard line. It's got to be darn close.
So it's going to be third down and a yard to go for the Blackjacks, down to the Lancer 45-yard line. So even though the Blackjacks had 3 turnovers and 5 penalties in the first half, they still lead 14-7.
If you take those away, it'd be a completely different ball game. So they got to play a cleaner second half here.
I formation. Liebel lines up under center. 2 wideouts on the far sidelines, 1 on the near sideline. They'll hand off to Sather. Sather nitpicked away and run as he gets up to the 40-yard line of the Lancers and runs into a steamroller.
Punishing blow there. He felt that one.
But a nice run by Cameron Sather.
Off around the left side. Nice pickup of about exactly 5 yards. So nice run there. Move the chains.
So it'll be first and 10 for Blackjacks at the Lancer 40-yard line. So the Blackjacks on the move. They got Boyk and Yamlin lining up a near sideline. Shotgun formation. And it looked like
he got Hanson,
and he's nitpicking his way, and he's finally, he didn't want to go down either.
No, it looks like he got about 12 yards.
He might have got the first down before they finally drug him out of bounds.
No,
just shy of the first down, it looks like.
He can't get any closer than that.
So he must have went out of bounds before the first down marker, so it's second down and very short yardage.
Yeah, but maybe it was like on this side over here, he didn't see it right.
Yeah.
Well, nice run, 10-yard pickup almost, 9.25.
High formation again for the Blackjacks as Leva lines up under center.
Whoa, oh boy. I think he got it all.
Yeah, boy, number 51 of the Lancers, and he came shooting in there. Alan,
loss of a yard.
Oh, they lost a yard on that.
Third down and a yard and a half.